Well, we're married 3 years. It's gone October. I'm here every night. I don't ever run around, be gone at night. And that's one thing makes a man healthy, I think, take care of himself. Mm-hmm. And of course, I believe in the good Lord. I was raised a Methodist and she's raised a Baptist. And I have close kin people. Now my boy, he married a Catholic girl. I don't have nothing against no religion, mm-hmm. because we're all working for the same place. It's what in here. Mm-hmm. Don't you think so? If we try to live right, it don't matter what church we belong to, the man above. Now, I tell you, I worked at Stanall with an old man 9 years. He was a good old man, and he was, I'm supposed to tell you that over here.
Go ahead.
He was a good old man. His name was Bob. He come out of Mississippi, the Delta up there. Mm-hmm. And the old fellow was just as nice as be. He'd go around to people, you know, and when they're sick, he'd help anybody. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know the old man drank. We worked together at Standard Oil Partners, carpenters, mm-hmm. and worked together 9 years. Well, the old man wanted me to go fishing with him. Well, I never fished much then. I loved to be, when I was off from work, I loved to come in and work in my garden and be home with the old lady and the kids. I loved to be around them. Mm-hmm. So every time he'd come up here, him and his wife, he'd bring my kids a lot of fruit and stuff, and he'd want me to go over to transfer a whole patch with him. We'd go down and buy us a shoat in the fall of the year, all ready dressed for 10 cents a pound. And one time he wanted me to go fishing with him over here on Falls River, mm-hmm. across right here. It's about 15 miles from Baton Rouge, I reckon, up on the other side of the river. Well, I love to be here and work my garden. So the old lady told me, said, why don't you go to Uncle Bob sometime? Said, he's mighty good to us. Said, I thank he for these kids and bring them fruit and stuff. I said, well, I believe I'll go with him Saturday morning. So I told him Friday evening before he left, I said, well, I'll go with you Saturday morning. Well, he was a Sunday school teacher in the Presbyterian church, and the preacher called him Dr. Christian. He was Presbyterian, Uncle Bob was. And he was a Sunday school teacher and a steward. Now the Baptists call them deacons. Mm-hmm. You know, that's 4 or 5 men looks after the church. Mm-hmm. Well, that morning I went down to the house, picked him up, and they didn't have this bridge over the river. We used to have to cross it on a ferry. It cost two mm-hmm. bits to cross the ferry. He paid for crossing the car 25 cents and paid the way back. I furnished the gas in the car. When we got across the river one morning, just about daylight, and it was pretty cold that morning, spring of the year, and he told me to turn in here. Well, I said, Uncle Bob, that's a saloon. He said, I know it. And of course, I reckon I ought to went in, but curiosity, I went in with him to see what he gonna do. Mm-hmm. And when he went in there, he told that little girl, he must have knew her, she's about your size. He said, honey, give Uncle Bob a double hitter. That's two drinks into one. Mm-hmm. And he told me, he said, why don't you take a drink? It'll help you warm me up. I said, no, I don't drink. Mm-hmm. Well, he got him a double hitter, and we come on. He asked me to drink a Coke, and I told him, no, it's too cold. We come on, we got up there to the river. Was another saloon up there where we rented the boat. Gerald had a boat there, and an eating place and saloon, whiskey and beer, and a dance hall. He rented the boat for 50 cents and got him a double hitter, and went out down the river, was so rough, I told him to take me back to the bank. I can't swim. He had on one of these things like a vest, life preserver. Mm-hmm. He said, look here, I got this on. I can't drown. I said, yeah, but that ain't going to do me no good. He said, I'll get you out if you fall in. I said, no, you wouldn't. You might not get a hold of him. I made him take mm-hmm. me back to the bank. Mm-hmm. Well, he fished a little while, and he come on out and went back and paid the man for the boat and got him another double hitter. And on the way back, he got him another. But when we left them there coming back, I told him, I said, Uncle Bob, I want to tell you one thing. I said, you sure got me fooled. He said, how's that? I said, I want to ask you something. I said, does Dr. Christian know you drink? See, that's his preacher. Mm-hmm. He said, no, it ain't none of his business. I said, no, he don't let me drink. Don't know I drink. Mm-hmm. I said, how about this fella above by the good Lord? I said, he don't.